This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news, our top stories first. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against the House dissolution today as well. Debate centers on the validity of House dissolution by the majority vote holding Prime Minister. Nepal Oil Corporation increases the price of petroleum products and WHO head warns of catastrophic moral failure due to unequal COVID vaccine policies. Now the news in detail. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court has continued hearing on the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives today as well. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in the final hearing that is taking place since Sunday in the Apex Court. The constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Solendra Shamsher Jabara comprises advocates Bishwambar Prakash Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapna Pradhan Malla and Tej Bahadur Kesi. The debate has been centred on the validity of the House dissolution by the majority vote-holding Prime Minister. Two more corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Banki district. A 70-year-old male of Nepalganj submetropolis 10 died last night, while a 49-year-old male of ward number 1 died this morning. Both the deceased were in home isolation. The Nepal Oil Corporation NOC has increased the price of petroleum products since last night. The NOC informed that the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene was increased by 2 rupees per litre in the existing retail price. The new retail price of the petrol and diesel in Nepal Oil Corporation's depot premises of 15 km has been fixed rupees 110 and rupees 93 respectively. However, the price of air fuel and LP gas has not changed yet. The Nepal Electricity Authority has committed to providing electricity service conveniently by maintaining the balance of demand and supply. Acting Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Hitendra Dev Sakya, said that new provisions were brought so as to ease the consumers' daily use of electricity. He said the works were being carried out to take the national transmission line to Kalikot, Humla and Mugu districts of Karnali province in this current fiscal year. The entrepreneurs have requested the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to facilitate the arrangement of non-arrival visa to the foreigners entering Nepal via land and air routes. The organizations and agencies affiliated with Nepal Tourism Board made such request in the wake of huge dent in tourism sector owing to COVID-19. The ministry has been further urged to ease the health protocols as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that the world faces a catastrophic moral failure because of unequal COVID vaccine policies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it was not fair for younger, healthy people in richer nations to get injections before vulnerable people in poorer states. And he also said that over 39 million vaccine doses had been given in 49 richer states, but one poor nation had only received 25 doses. Meanwhile, both the WHO and China were criticized for their COVID response. At least 13 migrant workers who were sleeping on the pavement next to a motorway died after a truck ran over them in western Indian state of Gujarat. 6 others were reported to have been seriously injured in the accident on early Tuesday morning. The accident happened after the truck collided with a tractor and its driver lost control. The workers were from the northern state of Rajasthan and were sleeping after a day's work. Officials said they were investigating the incident and the injured were being treated at a local hospital near the city of Surat. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's spokeswoman says the U.S. will maintain travel bans on the U.K., much of European Union and Brazil despite an order from President Donald Trump to lift them. The White House decreed on Monday that the entry ban would end on 26 January, 6 days after Mr. Biden takes office. But Mr. Biden's spokeswoman Jen Psaki said on Twitter that now was not time to be easing travel measures. The U.S. imposed the restrictions on Europe last month, and the Brazilian entry ban was put in place in May. Mr. Biden is due to be inaugurated on Wednesday. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against the House dissolution today as well. Debate centres on the validity of House dissolution by majority vote holding Prime Minister. Nepal Oil Corporation increases the price of petroleum products. And WHO heard warns of catastrophic moral failure due to unequal COVID vaccine policies. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.